How can we apply when we rightly need to what we have heard? Yes, Raju rightly said we need to some extent association. That association helps us to apply. So if we have good association which reminds us, that is a blessing of Krishna only. Along with that, we can ourselves observe which are the typical situations in which our mind agitates us. So some of us may have too much worry, some of us may have too much anger, some of us may have too much negativity. So whatever it is, then which situation in which we tend to forget the philosophy. We observe those either emotions or those situations, and then specially we prepare some customized notes or points to address that situation. So for example, if I have a tendency to worry too much, then I may write down some verses which are related with worrying. I may remember, note down specially, maybe make a special note in my phone, a compilation off or on my small diary or somewhere, which is readily accessible to us. So basically, at that particular time, when the provocation comes, it is not so easy to remember. So, but it is not that we have forgotten, it is just that we are not able to recollect at that time. So then, if we create some system by which you can recollect, then at that time, you just read one point, oh, this point is very striking. I can connect that point with another point, and then the thinking deepens, and then we can come on the right track. So it's basically like preparing the weapons for the particular battles that we want to fight. The scripture contains weapons for fighting against illusion, but illusion often attacks us in particular ways. And the weapon that we need to fight, we may have to keep that readily accessible. See, it's like a soldier fighting in a war. A soldier goes out in the war field, and the soldier's weapons are in the tent. That's not of much use. Soldier has to have the weapons with them right at that time. So like that, all the knowledge in our books, that's like weapons in the tent. But knowledge which is customized, that is like knowledge is the weapons which are in the hand of the soldier. So if you just look back at your life and see, what are the situations in which we get provoked, we get disturbed, and then think of what philosophical points address that. So you will get some points readily, some points you may have to think, and more than that, as you keep hearing classes, reading, you will find more points also. You can put them together, and that way it will be easier to apply. And once that habit of connecting develops, it will go on. It will become more and more easier. And even if we are not able to apply everything that we hear, still whatever we apply, that purifies us. And it's not really that we are rejecting what we have heard. It's just that we are forgetting at that time. So we create some resources for remembering, we will remember. And gradually, there will be always, unless we are fully pure, there is going to be some distance between the principles and the practices. But as long as there is an effort to bridge that, that means we are sincerely on the path. If there is no intention to bridge that, means, you know, I just talk a lot of things, I hear a lot of things, but I have no intention to apply them, then that will be a problem. But as long as we are trying to bridge, then we are on the progressive path. Okay. Yeah.